This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This actually happened yesterday. Annie can verify it. I got a phone call during supper from Mark Merchant from Atlanta. You know, some of you will remember Mark because Mark is the professional ventriloquist. We had him here on a Sunday a year or two ago to talk to the kids. He travels all over the world on ships, cruise ships, doing shows, entertaining people. That's his full-time job as an entertainer, as a professional ventriloquist on cruise ships. And he called, he said, I want to tell you something. I was convicted about something you said in a recent message, either listening to it on the web or on XM or Sirius down in Atlanta. And he said, I was so moved by something you said in a sermon that I realized I had never told my brother that I loved him. Never. I've got a grown brother named Matt. He said, I've never told Matt that I loved him. It was 2:30 in the morning. And he said, I knew that Matt was working. He's worked the midnight shift at a company where he was the guy that answered the phone, was at the computer at the front desk, wherever that company was in Atlanta. And he called his phone at 2 in the morning. And his brother said, this is Matt, front desk. And Mark said, brother, I just called you because I really feel convicted by something I heard in a message. Just wanted to tell you, I love you. And Matt says, Mark, are you drunk? Are you drunk? That was his exact answer. He was so taken back by his brother saying, are you drunk because he said, I love you? Who would question your sobriety if you told them you loved them today? You got a fever? Something wrong with you, not feeling well? Who would question your health, your sobriety, your mental stability because you expressed love? Love isn't complete until it's expressed. And that's why I look at verse 2, every day I will praise you and I will extol your name forever and ever. I'll lift up your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. And I love verse 4. I want to spend some time on it. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. It dawned on me one day that part of the responsibility of our lives in our generation is to pass on the next generation, not all the wisdom we know about football. It's not to pass on all the expertise about politics. It's not to spend all our time passing down technical information to the next generation. Part of my responsibility and yours as a Christian is my generation to pass on to the next generation commending the works of God. Edith Schaefer, who I quoted last week, the wife of Francis Schaefer, said that this generation has dropped the baton. We have dropped the baton. You watch the relay races and you know what it means in a relay race. One runner passes the baton to the next runner. And if that baton is dropped, it's usually over. It's it. And we have dropped the baton in this generation of what? Passing truth on, spiritual, scriptural, biblical truth to the next generation. And here we're under admonition for one generation to commend your works to another, to tell of your mighty acts. What? To praise God in terms of what he's done in creation, in redemption, and in our personal lives. And that's what we're to do with the next generation. Whatever your children and grandchildren learn from you, I hope there's some point where they can say, and Dad or Mom, Grandpa or Grandma told me about the power of God. And they told me what God had done as a four-year-old. I still remember them telling me about God in creation and God in redemption in terms of the cross. I remember him telling me or she telling me about what God did in their lives.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.